You don't know? Never mind. Big win for us today. Big team win. Obviously, defense had, what, two turnovers, one for a touchdown, one we capitalized and scored a touchdown on. We started fast in offense. That's what we want to always do when we're out there, start fast. And obviously, our objective is to score on every drive, and we kind of slowed down second and third quarter. But obviously, he didn't score in the fourth quarter, but converted on some key third downs to keep the ball in our hands and keep the clock running. And I thought we executed a lot better. There's still obvious things that we got to get better at and continue to improve upon. But, you know, we're excited, and you know, we're treating this. You know, every game is obviously crucial to what we want to do in our season. And we got to enjoy this one today and move on to the Rams next week, because if we don't win that one, this one doesn't mean anything. And we got to keep staying focused each week and take it one game at a time. And I know this is huge for Coach Frazier. I don't think he'll admit it, but, you know, for him to beat his old team is huge. And for us to keep winning the division, I mean, that's important to us. That's part of our goals, and you know, something we haven't done in a while.
How do you go about bottling the way that you guys play in this building and taking it on the road with two huge road games?
I wish we could just bring our fans with us. You know, I don't know. I mean, we got to find ways to do it. It's tough to win on the road in the NFL, and we have such a great atmosphere here. Our fans do such a great job, and as an offense that plays in the opposition and on the road, I mean, it's tough when it's loud, and our fans do a great job of keeping it loud. So we got to continue as an offense to you know, get better and on the road, and obviously we have two important ones coming up.
When you see Adrian on the first play of the game rip one for 51, yeah. Just what kind of a tone does that set for you guys?
Huge. I mean, you know, that's the definition of starting fast. I mean, that was very important to starting this game off right. And the guy's unbelievable. I don't know if he's human or not, but he's another game over 150 yards. And, you know, it's important to start fast. And then we capitalize with a touchdown. And so that was big.
You almost connected on the long one down to Aroma Shadu.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. Did you want to do it again because it was so close? It almost looked like he'd gone up and he got it.
Yeah, you know, we saw some things on film that we tried to take advantage of stuff. And I don't know if you know, we probably knew that we could have probably only run it once. And you know, they try to probably take it away next time. So it was close. We wish we could have made it. And we got to keep stretching the field and keep putting pressure on the defense to cover downfield. And although it wasn't completed, I think that kind of woke them up that they have to play softer. I think their safeties did, you know, started playing higher, and they kept opening up the run game.
It got picked off deep to Jarius. Yeah. Is that one where once you get that deep in the pocket and you're kind of flat-footed because of the pressure?
Yeah, you know, we had him, and we had the look that we wanted, and it took too long to get the ball out, and I should have taken. I think there was a flat to the left or something. I probably should have taken, but you know, he beat the guy, and it was just you know, wasn't far enough.
Christian passes it to Jacobs on third down. Is that something that you don't have Percy obviously the rest of the year? You're trying to find some. You didn't have Kyle as much. Rudolph as much.
Yeah.
Yet, but you're looking at Jenkins on those third downs. Are you looking for him, or how does that?
No, I mean, that's just the way it falls into. You know, obviously, with every play that we have certain reads that we have, and you know, that was just the look we got. And Jenkins is a great player, veteran guy, great hands, big body, and he went up and got that catch. I mean, the ball was a little high, I had a guy in my face, and he went up and got it. And so that was big for keeping us on the field in the fourth quarter, keep running out the clock.
How much they were bringing a safety down basically as an extra linebacker. Yeah. Did you have more built in terms of smoke routes and things that you could throw on those plays?
On some plays, not all plays. So that's something we try to do.
What happened on the play that it looked like a fumble, but it wasn't? You were backing up in the pocket. The ball.
Yeah, just a miscommunication. You know, once something happens like that, I just got to get rid of the ball and not take a negative play.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks. Sweet.